With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Trump administration is launching the America Prays initiative. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Housing Secretary Scott Turner said the plan is to infuse prayer with celebrations of America's 250th anniversary next year.
What if 1 million people pray for our country every single week between now and next July 4th.
Turner joined President Trump during an appearance at the Museum of the Bible.
We are one nation under God.
The president declared that we will never apologize for our faith. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Authorities in Charlotte facing sharp criticism over the fatal stabbing of a young Ukrainian refugee on a commuter train last month, a killing that quickly drew the attention of President Trump and GOP leaders who blamed the Democrats for out-of-control crime in blue cities. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer says the Democrats in places like Chicago and Charlotte should heed the president's example.
President Trump has made it clear that law and order works. Now is the time for the shameless so-called leaders of blue cities and states to take a page out of President Trump's playbook.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Democrats must shift to the side of making cities safer.
This is common sense, and I cannot for the life of me understand how the Democrats think this is some sort of winning political message. Yield, man. Let the troops come into your city and show how crime can be reduced. It's a morale boost for the country.
Major changes in France. French President Macron has appointed Defense Minister Sébastien Lecornu as the new prime minister, the country's fourth in less than 1 year. The 39-year-old Lecornu is the youngest defense minister in French history, and he's the architect of a recent military buildup. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in federal courts.
A judge has ruled that the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission cannot force the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops to accommodate employees' desire for abortion, surrogacy, or in vitro fertilization. The plaintiffs had sought an injunction while the full case plays out in court, but the judge refused. The case is connected to an interpretation of a pro-life law by the Biden administration to include abortion and IVF. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report from International Christian Concern finds conditions are improving for believers in Indonesia, country with the largest Muslim population of the world. Now, however, the ICC data indicates treatment of Christians can vary dramatically from place to place, and lawmakers there recently approved a measure that will expand Indonesia's blasphemy statutes and criminalize much of them. This is SRN News. Ethiopia celebrating the opening of America's largest dam intended to bolster the nation's electric grid. Here's Charles de la Desma.
As the waters flowed from the Grand Renaissance Dam reservoir into the turbines, Ethiopians watched Tuesday's ceremony on large screens across Addis Ababa. While neighboring countries such as Kenya and South Sudan are seeking to import power from Ethiopia, the dam construction beginning in 2011 has raised concerns from neighboring Egypt and Sudan over the potential reduction of water levels downstream. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Authorities say a Russian glide bomb hitting a village in eastern Ukraine as people stood in line in the open air to collect their monthly pension. That blast Tuesday killed 24 people and wounded at least 19 others. The bomb hit the Donetsk region around mid-morning. More details at srnnews.com.